Welcome to day five of the Overcoming Call Reluctance 30-day system. This is Nancy, and when you look in your manual at day five, number one is one of my favorite things to do, although I wish I was more consistent with it. It says to list at least five people or things that you are grateful for having in your life right now. The reason I love this exercise, and I try to do it on a daily basis, is because when you focus on what you're grateful for, it really puts you in the right frame of mind. A lot of times we go through our day focused on what's not working and basically what we're not grateful for and what we wish we didn't have in our lives. Well, if you can change your focus, because remember, your mind can only focus on one thing at a time. So if you can focus on the things that are working in your life and the things that you are grateful for, it can completely shift your day. So that's all I want you to do right now. List at least five things or people that you're grateful for. Then we're going to go on to your short-term goal. Again, just represence it so you're focused every single day on what your goal is. That alone can help you reach your goal. It's just maintaining a focus on it. Number three, the caller activity that will get you closer to your short-term goal. So What's that big one? What's the one that's really holding you back? What's that one person that, if they said yes, could make a huge difference in your business? Maybe you're not calling them because they've said no in the past. Maybe you're not calling them because they're so successful that you're a little bit intimidated by their success. But you know that if that person was interested in your business or your product or service, that it could make a huge difference for you. It's day five. It's time to call that person and see what happens. Maybe it'll blow up in your face, but maybe it won't. And that's what you don't know until you actually make the call. Number four is the story that is creating your fear or hesitation. So all those things I mentioned, they won't be interested, they're too successful, they're too busy, whatever it is that you're holding back because of, you think that they'll think that you're needy or that they'll, you know, not respect the business that you're in. Whatever it is that you're telling yourself, you really have to identify that story. And your story can remain consistent. You might start seeing that every day your story is the same, even though maybe the prospects or the activity or the call is different. And maybe for each person, you're so clever that you come up with a different story, you spin a different story. Well, whatever that story is, you just have to really know what it is. Make sure you identify it. Then refer to the tools. And again, pick one that's been working for you so far or one maybe that you haven't tried yet and you want to see if it'll work. And then use that to conquer your fear. At the end of the day, again, always remember to acknowledge your success. Again, what you focus on expands. So if you focus on the success that you've had and the actions you've taken, then that's what's going to show up in your life more and more. Have a great day, and I will talk to you tomorrow.